stage about the, my wife said, what's your preaching about? We're talking about the birth of Jesus. We're going to talk about all kinds of things people might have missed. We're going to have a Paul Harvey kind of thing. How many remember Paul Harvey?
Come on,
our sermons are going all the way to Florida. So the person in Florida is listening. He's going to hear you all laughing and singing and hollering. And if he doesn't hear anything, he's going to wonder what happened. So it's up to you. But we're going to have a Paul Harvey kind of thing. Remember him? He said he knows the news and now the rest of the story. Today you're going to get the rest of the story. Hallelujah. That's the story. We called some folks, my wife put it down on Facebook, and we did it. We had 90 people. We had almost 100 people. All our friends had come that could have come. We had over 100 people in this church. It was so beautiful. And some of our friends from the auditorium said, you know what I'd like us to sing some of the old songs. Some of the ones that we remember. And we're going to do the one now that everybody knows and ask you to join us as we sing Silent Night. facility was given in the lesson. The Son is given. God tells us He gave His only begotten Son to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer testimonies. I got one. We've been praying, and we're going to continue to pray, and we're singing God Bless America after each service, you know. And we do that, please, from our hearts. Please, when you sing, know that we're praying to God. The one prayer that we pray before we leave, asking God to bless America. We're praying, and things are moving. Amen?
Amen.
We see things moving. I see God's hand moving in one way, another way. And you just keep praying this. God, let it be your way. Amen? You just keep praying, God, not my way. The more that they talk about our Lord and Savior, the more people are going to be wanting to know. The more people are going to be just wanting to hear, curious. Amen?
Amen.
No matter how the Bible even says, no matter how you preach Jesus, whatever you use, whether you use this preaching Jesus for your own gain or not, it doesn't matter. You're still preaching who? So people are talking about this book. Amen?
Amen.
They're talking about God. They're talking about our beliefs. Amen? More people. God is moving people. And God is doing it. And you just keep praying. Your will, God, the way you see it to be done. In your time. Amen? And I'm excited. Anytime I see people on TV who wouldn't give God 5 seconds talking about it for a whole second, I'm saying, God, they're talking about you. They might not like him. They might not believe you, but they're still talking about you. Amen? They're not talking about prayer testimony. We keep praying. But please, brothers and sisters, don't ruin the prayer. Say, God, your way, your will. Don't get personal. Don't, because it says, and you've heard this all week long, judge not, lest you be judged. Amen? We'll talk about that next week. You know, you got people who don't know this book. And you see, they don't know the book, but they know one scripture. And they're going to throw it out at every Christian they can find. Well, judge not, lest you be judged. But what does that mean? You just be careful. You just ask God His will. Amen?
Amen.
Because I don't know about you, but I bring my hand up because I've been wrong before. Anybody else been wrong here before ever? And an opinion that you had? So I don't want it. I want it God's way. Amen?
Amen.
And if it takes a little while longer, I'm going to be excited more about it. Amen?
Amen.
God, put me out of the last book of the Old Testament. About 400 years passes from the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the last book, in the last few lines, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Malachi prophesied, the last book of the Old Testament, the last page, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Amen. How are you this morning, church? Are you ready for the rest of the story? Hallelujah. There was a man, Zacharias. He was a priest, a Jewish priest, not a Catholic priest. He was a Jewish priest. The Catholic Church was 370 years before it was established. He was a Jewish priest, an honorable man, loved God with all his heart. There were over 20,000 Jewish priests. And they would take turns, 1,000 at a time, take turns to go to the temple in Jerusalem to pray. It was an honor to be in that temple. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. They took time to serve there in Jerusalem. And it was his time. The king was Herod. Herod was the king, and he was confirmed by the Roman Senate. He was also a half-Jewish. Did you know that Herod was half-Jewish? And the Roman emperor, they named Herod the king of the Jews. The Jews didn't like it very much, but that's what they had to live with. And he was good to them. He allowed them to build the temple, to build it beautifully, and allowed them to glorify and make it so beautiful. He loved that. But you know what he also did? At the end, he placed a Roman eagle over the entrance of the temple. He said, well, I'm going to be good here, but I want to be better to the Romans, because I want them to make me great. I want them to be a great king. And I, even though I'm trying to be good to you, I'm going to be good. He placed a Roman eagle over the entrance. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in the temple, now if you just imagine this, brothers and sisters, at the temple, the folks coming in and they would pray right here. But then there was a room called the inner room, the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, where one priest was able to go in and light the incense. Amen?
Amen.
And he would go in there and light the incense and he would pray to the Lord. prophecy, or God was speaking to them. And this is what it would be like. And actually, this is what they did. The priest would actually pick lots, and the lot fell to Zacharias, which was a miracle. Amen? It could be only one time in the priest's life that he was able to go in. And it would be like this room over here. You're all in the temple, and you're all praying, and you're even praying, and you're all talking to God. And now I have the chance to go in that door, behind that door, in the Holy of Holies, in the inner sanctuary, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to light the incense. Amen? And so Zacharias went in there, and he's lighting the incense. Hallelujah. And he has a lot of people in the Holy Ghost. And as he's lighting the incense, an angel appeared to him. Mother, would you be afraid? Would you be afraid? And the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, for your prayers are heard." Amen. Do not be afraid. And there's Zacharias lighting the incense. And he said to him, "Listen, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you should call his name John. He will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God." He told them. Remember Moses with the burning bush. God told him, amen? You remember God told him, and Moses every night with Sarah, saying you're going to have a child, amen?
Amen.
Sarah didn't believe. What happened? You know what happened. Moses almost did. Moses had to have his brother go with him. Here's the angel telling him. And he told him exactly what it's going to be. Your son's going to be called John. He will be great. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember, we don't get the Holy Spirit until the day of Pentecost. Amen? Those, you know the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit inside you. Amen? You wonder how did God go wrong all the time? Because the Holy Spirit indwells inside of you. God indwells. Okay. So this is Zacharias. He should be jumping up. "How shall I know this?" he said. "For I am an old man. I am an old man. My life is well advanced in years." Whew. He got it. You must always be ready to believe. Amen. Those of you that are holding on for something, you need to stand on the word of God and believe. You need to not doubt. And he looks at it. The angel says, "I am Gabriel." One of the two archangels that they talk about. And listen to what he says. "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, sent to speak." Gabriel stands in the presence of God. And he said, Gabriel said, "Behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place." How about that? And he, so, okay, now he's in the intersection, and the angel just told him, "Okay, you need to believe, so you're going to be mute, you're not going to be able to speak. But all of you out here are waiting for me to come out and speak," because they always wait for the priest to come out because the voice has a word. Oh, they can't wait because they're praying. He's going to come out, give them, tell them the prayer. He can't say anything to anybody. He can't explain what he saw. He can't tell anybody. So they thought, "Well, he must have saw a vision or something. He must be crazy." Hallelujah. When his service was over, when his 2 weeks were over, he returned home. Guess what happened? Elizabeth conceived a child. Amen. Beyond 3 years. Now let me tell you about children. You say, "Well, why is this so important, Pastor?" Let me tell you, and a Jewish thing, this is about children. They were, Elizabeth and Zacharias were very godly people. Right? They loved God. They served God. They were godly people. This is the thing about children. You may have been part of the story. You may have missed. They were considered blessings. For one thing, immortality for the family. Amen? The son passing on the name. Two, they cared for the parents in old age. How about that? There were no nursing homes for my wife and I to sit in back then. Because the family and the children cared for the parents. They also added financial security and they added social status. Elizabeth felt humiliated and hopeless. How many have ever felt hopeless? I just wish somebody was here today because I know this would be a thing in here. Sometimes you feel hopeless. That's when you turn to God. That's when you draw closer to God. That's when you say, "God, I can't fix this. I need your help." And God's timing is perfect. Listen, to wait and trust on God brings the greatest rewards of all. You wait and trust Him. And it also brings peace and faith and belief in His word and His promises. When you let God and you have that faith, you don't feel hopeless. You stand on His word and you draw closer to God. You don't run away. A lot of people, the first thing they run away, oh God, you run away in this path. You draw closer to God. Elizabeth is pregnant. She sees the child. Elizabeth said, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when He looked on me to take away my reproach among people. Hallelujah. It's hard to wait. It's hard to wait. But you must use that waiting. You must listen to me, brothers and sisters. You must use that waiting to draw closer to God. You want to know more about God, amen? You come to church for strength, amen? When you're waiting, you draw closer to God. When you get your prayers answered, when you get your prayers answered, believe me, you want nothing more than God's answer to everything. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
All right. We're doing good. Now, I'm believing for my hope in the Lord. You might say, well, that you guys said, no, I'm believing for it. Hallelujah. I'm believing for my cause. Hallelujah. In the 6 months, the angel Gabriel, boy, that Gabriel is a busy angel. He's sent by God again. Says, by God, to the city of Galilee near Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. Not that David, the house of Arimathea. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, having favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Can you imagine? This is a young girl, a virgin girl. And she's doing her work, and she's the maidservant, she loves God. Imagine, can you imagine an angel walking up to you and saying all these things? He's saying, hallelujah. Having come, the angel says, rejoice, I am favored one. She said, what? The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his name. She wasn't afraid to be afraid and consider what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I want favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will be of no end. Hallelujah. I want you to listen. If you can say one thing to God, I want you to listen. We're going to get to this too. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? Notice, she didn't doubt. Zechariah said, I'm too old and my wife is too old. I don't believe it. But she said, wait a minute. I've never been with a man. So how can this be? She asked a very honest question. And the angel answered her and said to her, the Holy Spirit calls to her. Oh, please grab onto that Holy Spirit inside of you. That's so powerful. Will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One, who is to be born, will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the 6th month for her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Listen to this. This is to me the most beautiful answer you can ever give to God. Mary said, behold the maidservant of the Lord. Mary said, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed. Let it be. If you can tell God whatever you're going through, whatever pain it is, let it be according to your word, Lord. You said you're going to heal me. Lord, you said you're going to bring me back, Lord. You said you're going to heal my family, Lord. Let it be according to your word. And you draw closer to God. Amen. What a beautiful thing for her to say to the angel. Let it be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then she went out to see Elizabeth. She went out to see her cousin. Praise the Lord. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country of the place of the city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. This is so beautiful. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby left inside her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth was so humble. Stay humble, brothers and sisters. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe left in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told her by the Lord. Hallelujah. How many think it was great to be married? Would you like to be married and be the mother or son of God? Amen? But Mary had no idea what she was going to have to face. You realize what Mary had to face, the pain, the agony, eventually watching her son be rejected by men, watching her son be beaten, watching her son on the cross, die, crucified, and just not being able to say one word in his defense, not being able to, mothers, you know what you'd be doing, you'd be tearing people up trying to get to him, but she knew, as blessed as she was, the agony that was in front of her, amen? But she was willing, she wanted to be, she was chosen, and she accepted that, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I guess, Lord God, I'm too excited. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to get you. I like it. Now, Elizabeth's full-time came for her to be delivered. And she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." Hallelujah. John means the Lord is gracious. Amen. John means the Lord is gracious. Hallelujah. But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made a sign to his father, who Zacharias was, by the way, doing what? Amen. What we would have called him. And he asked him, writing for a round tablet, and he wrote, "His name is John." So they all marveled. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loose, and he spoke praising God. Then fear came on all those who dwelt around them, and all these things were discussed throughout the hills of Judea. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now Mary comes back from Elizabeth. She's there 3 months. She comes back what?
Pregnant.
If you draw to a man named Joseph, a humble man, amen? A young man wants to marry, but she comes back pregnant. And Joseph knows, he ain't seen me 3 months. And he knows what it's like for a woman back then to be pregnant and not be married, amen? So he chooses. He decides that he's going to stay with her. He's going to support her. He doesn't know. He doesn't know yet, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in Dallas. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. And before they came together, she was not only a child of the Holy Spirit. Boy, I don't know how many would have believed that if he was only when he came out of it. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man, he loved her, not wanting to make her a public example, because that's exactly what she would be, amen?
Amen.
He was minded to put her away secretly. He still doesn't understand. He says, "You know, I love you, Mary. We're going to go away together. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to save you from all that other stuff." But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her for a wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her first son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go backwards for just a minute. Thank you, Lord. What a great man Joseph was, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, so all had to be registered, everyone to his own city. Hallelujah. That's important to know. Hallelujah. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, God, what do you think first, Lord? I don't want to mess this up. Hallelujah. I gotta give them the rest of the song. Thank you, Lord. Come to the end. Thank you, Lord. Now it came to pass in those days that the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Amen?
Amen.
So Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Where was God born? Where was Jesus born? In the little town of what? But they didn't live there. They didn't live there. They lived in actually about 100 miles away. So God had to find a way to get them to where? So the king doesn't know anything about God, doesn't know anything about Jesus, doesn't care about that. He gets this decree, he says, everybody needs to be registered. So you had to go to, they had to go to Bethlehem, amen? To be registered. So because of the king, Mary, while she's still pregnant, goes where? Hallelujah. That's how she got there. Because somebody called for a census. Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Because he was at the house of the lineage of David to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them. And he, hallelujah. She couldn't tell anybody. She just gave birth to the Son of God. Amen. She kept it a secret. How many of you could keep that a secret, ladies? If you gave birth to the Son of God, you'd be telling me. She couldn't. You know why? Because they just said this woman is crazy. And I didn't have no nursing on the corner, so I don't know. You understand what Mary had? And you understand the strength of this woman? You understand the humble? You understand the obedience of this woman? Listen to her. She's so obedient that she can't tell anybody. You know, she did say, well, I had a baby. And her growth was right there. I had a baby. Hallelujah. Now listen to this, brothers and sisters. This really gets interesting for me, for those of you that might have missed this. Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. What did he bring them? Good tidings and great what? To move all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in the manger. Hallelujah. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Hallelujah. He told the shepherds. Amen. So the shepherds went to see the angels wrapped in swaddling cloth. Not the wise men. See, people, what wise men did, amen? These were just shepherds. And the angel came and said, and let me tell you about, can I just talk for 1 second about angels for you, please? Angels are messengers. They serve God, amen? Angels are created by God. Remember we read that there's 10,000 angels around the Father, always circling, always praising Him. They're messengers from God. You got Gabriel who sits at the right hand of God, and God sends him with messengers to everybody. He's appeared in the Bible over and over again. And he had Michael. Michael's the warrior. They are reading Michael. Michael's the one who's fighting the battles. The fighting the battles against powers and principalities of evil. Amen? He's fighting the devil. Amen? Those two. When we pass away, brothers and sisters, when we go to be with heaven, we go to heaven to be with the Lord. We're not going to be an angel, amen? Listen to what I'm saying. I don't know if this touches me. You're not going to be an angel. The Bible says that when you go to heaven, you're going to be higher than the angels, amen? That the angels will then serve you, amen? Because you are God, amen? Because you've got God dwelling in you, amen? Because God gave you life, amen? And He gave you life like that. So when we pass away, and I hear this a lot about, oh, it's going to be me, another little angel, whatever that. My heart is right, I know, but I want to make sure my words are right. I want to say, oh, your child's not going to be an angel. He's going to be served by the angels. Amen? That's that Bible, amen? That's God. And I don't know, that touches me. It touches one other person here. I'm happy to say that. Because when we lose somebody, they get served. Remember it said that the angels came and took Lazarus to take their hands closer. The angels are servants of the Lord, amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says they're higher than us now because they're more powerful. They can do more than we can now. Just like when you have a child.
Amen.
You're more powerful, you're higher. But when that child gets older and you get older, they have to take care of you. Amen. For a little while, the Bible says the angels are higher than we are. But when you pass and you go to paradise, you become, they become servants of you. Amen. You become higher than the angels. They're beautiful. God preaches serving anybody, serving men, serving God, and they will serve you also. Amen. I just wanted to share that. Hallelujah. That just means a lot to me. So. Okay, well, Pastor, what about the shepherd? You said the shepherd, but what about the wise man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First of all, the Bible doesn't say three. Doesn't say three often. You know? And let me tell you, it had to be more. It could have been two, could have been four, but the distance they had to travel in the desert, you can picture this now, you might not realize it, but the distance they had to travel through the desert, through people, and you know, there's people there robbing people, and there's all kinds of people stealing from people, and there's groups of people, so if you had six or seven people going through the desert alone, chances are they weren't going to make it, and you know what I'm saying? They're going to get caught out somewhere by bandits or by people who are going to steal. So it had to be a large group of people together to keep the wise men protected. You know why? Because first of all, you know what they had with them? They had gold with them. Amen. They were going to go and bring something to the baby. Amen.
Amen.
Now see, so the shepherds went and they saw the baby. They saw the baby. Hallelujah. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes and people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people of Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared." Now listen, here's something you might miss. The wise men, they must have been very important, because who were they talking to? They're talking to the king. These wise men, you might have missed it, but these wise men were with the king. Amen. They were special people. Amen. Wealthy people. Very prominent people. Amen.
Amen.
They were with the king. Something people might miss. So he sent them. Now listen to what he said. He sent them to Bethlehem saying, "Go and search carefully for, listen, for who? The young child." Not the what? Not the what? Not the baby. Listen. He said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring him back word to me that I may come and worship him also." You think that's what he wanted to do? When they heard the king, they departed. The wise men left. And behold, the star was standing seen in the east went before them, till the king stood over where the young child was. The what? The young child. You don't call a baby a child, do you? Now listen, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then the king divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed from their own country another way. Hallelujah. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother. Flee to Egypt and stay there." So people listen. Now, the angel tells Joseph to take your son and go to Egypt. Why? Because Herod is so mad now. Why is Herod mad? Because he realizes he's been duped by who? The wise man. What did they do? He told them to bring back information. What did they do? They went the other way. Herod proclaims that every child 2 years of age and younger, he's going to kill them all. He said, he's not going to mess around. He's going to go 2 years and younger. And the angel comes to Joseph and tells him to take the baby and take Mary and go to Egypt until I call back and tell him. Amen?
Amen.
Now when they had departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Take the young child. his mother by night and departed from Egypt. And when there is a death period, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I call my son. Hallelujah. Then Mary, when his mother was deceived by the wife, was exceedingly angry, and set forth and put to death all male children who were in Bethlehem and all his sisters, from 2 years of age and under, according to the time she deserved from the wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in the dream of Joseph of Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. And so now you know the rest of the story of the birth of our baby Jesus. Amen. Now you know the shepherds and the wise men. Now you can tell of the dinner table at Christmas. You can talk about the difference between the shepherd and the wise men. You can talk about Joseph, what a great man Joseph was. There's not a whole lot of Bible after that. Joseph, you know, Mary, there's not a lot more in the Bible. Mary was there for the first miracle of turning the wine into water. And then there's another about Mary wanting to be with Jesus was with a lot of folks. And Mary says, go tell Jesus his mother and brothers are here. And Jesus says, these are my mother and these are my brothers. And then you hear about Mary at the crucifixion of John. Amen?
Amen.
Elizabeth's son. Y'all know who Elizabeth's son was?
Yeah.
John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not a lot about Joseph. And but we know, we assume that Joseph passed away before the crucifixion. And we know this for one reason. Because Jesus looked down and sees his mother standing next to John. And he said, behold, mother. And he tells John to take care of his mother. Amen. If Joseph was still alive. And we also know that Jesus had brothers. That Mary and Joseph had more children. Amen.
Amen.
But now you know the rest of the story. Give him praise and glory. Merry Christmas.